About 31,000 employees represented by the United Nurses Associations of California and Union of Healthcare Professionals, known by its abbreviation UNAC-UHCP, plan to take part in the strike against Kaiser Permanente's management. In California, strikes were held at Kaiser locations in cities including Oakland, Los Angeles, and San Diego. Union members have been bargaining with Kaiser since May 2025, but in December, Kaiser's management walked away from negotiations while circulating messages to pressure workers out of striking. Charmaine S. Morales is the president of UNAC-UHCP.
Kaiser's recent emails and messages make it plain why we are here. Instead of addressing the crisis, unsafe staffing, delayed care, and worsening working conditions, Kaiser chose intimidation. Kaiser has pressured caregivers not to strike. Kaiser has exaggerated risk. Kaiser has tried to confuse us, isolate us, and divide us. But we see it for what it is, unlawful conduct. And this is exactly what an unfair labor practice strike is meant to confront. We are calling it out, and we are not backing down.
The union has filed an unfair labor practice charge with the National Labor Relations Board. It insists Kaiser return to bargaining through the established process and stop trying to undermine union activity. In a statement on its website Sunday, Kaiser said its bargaining team had resumed talks with the union but confirmed that the strike would not be called off while those negotiations continue. Kaiser said plans were in place to maintain services and expected its facilities to largely remain open, although some appointments would need to be transitioned to remote visits. It said emergency rooms and hospitals would remain open. Kaiser says the strike is only about wages, but healthcare workers have additional concerns. Dr. Cambria Nwosu is a legal nurse consultant and healthcare advocate.
The core issues are not vague. They include unsafe staffing, growing workloads, delayed patient care, wage and benefit cuts for newly organized clinicians, and propose reductions to retirement and benefits.
Healthcare workers are worried about how problems at Kaiser will affect patients. Nwosu says the ongoing nature of the problems is affecting healthcare.
They are striking because they say patient safety, caregiver dignity, and federal labor law have been ignored for too long. This will affect care delivery across the regions.
On January 15th, the UNAC-UHCP released a report saying Kaiser has prioritized profits over patient care or the well-being of healthcare professionals. It says Kaiser has $66 billion in unrestricted reserves it could spend to increase staffing, raise wages, or lower patient costs. Meanwhile, healthcare workers are short-staffed and struggling against rising inflation while patients are dealing with higher medical insurance premiums. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.